The Government Accountability Office banned a company called Latvian Connection from submitting bid protests for 1 year. Highly unusual, you bet. But here's why. The disabled veteran-owned small business sent GAO 150 bid protests in 2016 and over 500 in the last few years. But Latvian Connection's allegations of widespread problems in federal small business contracting might be shining the light on some real problems. Executive editor Jason Miller writes about all of this in his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, and he joins me now. This is like a one-man, one-company
protest
crew. 500 over the past few years. That actually affects the numbers that they publish every year.
It affects the numbers. It affects the resources of GAO. It affects the resources of the agencies. It affects the resources of the companies who those bid protests are basically, they're part of the bid protest.
Now, are they patent troll type companies, or are they really making bids on solicitations
and
then protesting?
Well, I think that's part of the issue going on here. It's the numbers, the sheer numbers. As you said, 150 in 2016 alone, and then 500 over the last few years. But it's also the fact that when you are supposed to submit a bid protest, you're supposed to be an interested party. And unfortunately, according to GAO, according to a number of these protests, they were not an interested party. And that's the key here. They're just protesting to protest versus, hey, I was wronged in this procurement and I want some relief. And I think that's the biggest thing that's going on here is it's not so much that they're protesting and that's bad. It's why they're protesting. I think that's what I heard from a lot of procurement experts that I talked to.
So it sounds like they might actually have some changes in mind that might be legitimate, but they're going about it in a way that gums up the system and doesn't really get those issues debated.
I talked to Bill Shook, procurement attorney, expert, and he said, listen, there may be some real policy issues here, but you deal with policy issues through the Congress, you deal with policy issues through the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, through the Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council. That's how you change policy. You don't change policy by lawsuits, and they're not even lawsuits to the federal court. They're lawsuits, if you will, they're protests to GAO, and GAO could rule, but at the same time, that's not a legal change. And I think that's where he said that's the biggest abuse of the system that's happening is fine, if there's problems, there are problems. Let's fix the problems, but you don't do it through GAO. I also talked to Amy O'Sullivan. She's a partner with Crown Moorin, and she said very similar things, that what Latvian is doing is not going down the right path. Instead, what they're doing is trying to play the system and get changed by, if you will, decisions that again have no legal bounds to them, generally speaking. Now, you know, agency has to follow GAO unless if they don't, and then they have to tell Congress why. But generally speaking, there's no, if you really want to get technical, no legal authority for GAO to tell you that agencies have to do something.
Now, you did speak with Kevin Barnes, the CEO of Latvian Connection. What does he say about the ban and why he was doing this strategy in the first place?
So Kevin's a very interesting fellow. He's very passionate. He's very looks at this and says he's being wronged. And he believes that he's being discriminated against by agencies for the last 7 years because they're not following the Small Business Act. He says that they're not posting solicitations to FedBizOps, meaning they're using task order contracting. They're not complying with the rule of two. The rule of two says if you have two or more small businesses that are qualified, you have to set it aside. He also believes that because SBA has written 7 legal opinions in favor of Latvian Connection, that agencies are not following the SBA legal opinions either. So he believes that there's been a host of problems, State Department, Defense Department. He also has his picks on FedBid for the reverse auction platform. And because he believes that when there's a company that is two or more companies, it has to be set aside and agencies just aren't doing that. And I think that's really what's behind a lot of these protests.
Now, does Latvian Connection have real products and real services? Is it an actual contractor?
So it is.
So far as you can tell.
But if you look at usaspending.gov, you look at Bloomberg.gov, they're both their separate databases. Latvian has won 2 contracts from the Defense Department for a total of $113,000. And that contract 2 years later was ended for convenience by DOD, according to GAO records. So they actually have no contracts right now for the federal government. Now, Kevin Barnes will tell you that's because we're being discriminated against and we're not being treated fairly because these agencies aren't doing what they're supposed to do under the Small Business Act. But at the same time, I think what part of GAO is concerned is the numbers of protests and the I'll use their words, the nature of those protests are very aggressive. They're very much, you know, they're borderline, I guess you could call them harassment maybe, because I think GAO feels like that they're going specifically after specific people and specific parts of the organization. And I think GAO finally stepped back and said, enough's enough.
Wow. All right. So we'll have to see what happens now if they pursue some new course for whatever their grievances or perceived grievances are.
Or, Tom, or do they have a legal recourse? Could they go to the Court of Federal Claims or another federal court and complain and say that that was an unfair banning? That's who knows what will happen.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And hard on the heels of your story about NASA and its continuing cybersecurity travails, which you had week before last, you're also writing this week about cybersecurity, and some experts think there's a solution right under everybody's nose that they're just simply overlooking.
This is a fascinating story for several reasons. Number one, you have two well-known cyber experts, Ron Ross from NIST and Bob Bigman, who is a chief information security officer at CIA.
They've both been on.
Testified before the Commission on Enhancing National Cybersecurity. Now, this was the commission set up by the president in the Cybersecurity National Action Plan, and both made the case, I think, very well that trustworthy computing is a concept that really needs to be accelerated throughout the government. And what's interesting about this is twofold. Number one, Bob Bigman from the former CIA CISO talked about how DOD has been doing this as far back as 1983 with something called the Orange Book, and then they eventually expanded to something called the Rainbow Book. And it's basically Defense Trusted System Computer Evaluation Criteria. And the idea is focused on evaluation criteria for network, supply chain, application security. So it's, if you will, trust it. I mean, it seems logical. Ron Ross made the same case to the commission, saying trustworthy computing is the key here because security should be very much like if you build a bridge or fly an airplane. There are certain standards you're adhering to and you have to adhere to. And he believes you should take those same standards and apply them to IT. I mean, Tom, listen, no one wants to go over the Wilson Bridge here in D.C. or the Roosevelt Bridge and worry if it's going to fall or fly in an airplane and worry it's going to drop out of the sky. And as a society, we've said, here are the standards we will all follow. And I think Ron Ross and Bob Bigman are saying the same thing around cyber.
And those are easily available from all the NIST publications. And I mean, it's not like it's a secret what these
Correct.
Standards are.
And I think that's their point. I mean, and a lot of what we're seeing from the White House's cyber sprint from last year that's continued into this year is picking up a lot of what the Bob Bigman and Ron Ross had talked about. But I think what Ron is saying, it has to go even one step further. And I think that's the holdup. And I think one of the things he talks about is the idea of risk management and applying those concepts to cybersecurity, and it's just getting off the ground with A130, the circular, and a few other initiatives.
Well, it's too bad the phrase Rainbow Coalition is already taken, or they could maybe start a new movement around that Rainbow Book. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, as always, thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
You can read his notebook and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.